Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise.
Daughter of Godcast, episode 100. For my Hindu family, numbers ending in zero are unlucky. So, rather than throw a big party for the 100th episode of the Daughter of Godcast, we're going to take a vacation. A summer vacation. This is the Daughter of Godcast Summer Vacation, episode 100, Schools Out. A vacation from focusing all our attention on this movie, that is. We're going to keep podcasting for sure, but there's no agenda during summer vacation. We'll putter around, ponder, relax, smell the roses and the coffee, get weird, have fun, lay in a field of chirping crickets, stare up at the stars. Summer in northern Michigan is pretty amazing, especially when you're me, Dan Kelly, Shri Fuji Split. And summer only comes once a year, so let's max out on balmy days and sparkling water while we can. Good time for a segment of refreshment. Let's take a break. Whilst posing as hedonistic millionaire playboy Dan Kelly, deep in the darkest recesses of the cavernous and super-secret experiencatorium, Kelly's alter ego, Shri Fuji Split, continues a decisive manifestation of cinematic virtuosity for the liberation of all beings. The Daughter of God is coming. Just as Jeremy and Jemima push their cherubic faces against the grimy glass of their father's workshop, you too might catch a glimpse of enchanted fire, hear the muffled screech of grinding wheels on steel, or whiff the acrid odor of swamp herbs steeping. Just a hint, barely a whisper. Because summer vacation episodes will be short and sweet, lazy, scenic, splashing in the surf, intermingling with snippets of miniature making, maybe. Demonstrations of how to be bliss in this golden season. Practical tips on the art of existence from me. And now it's time for a cartoon.
Hello. And welcome.
And by now you're probably in Austria, if you haven't already been in Austria for a while. So I'm going to play you some Austrian music. There. Well, hey, now let's go. It's all that. Okay, here we go.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Well, brown paper packages tied up with string. Yeah, these are a few of my favorite things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're falling down again. Let's put you on this bag. How about this bag? Can you stand this bag? There we go. Okay, well.
Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudel.
Doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles.
Well, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. Well, these are a few of my favorite things.
Yeah, well, girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes. Snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes.
Well, silver white winters that melt into spring.
Hey,
these are a few of my favorite things.
paws. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, hey, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Thank you. Auf Wiedersehen. Auf Wiedersehen.
Oh my God, that rainbow. It's coming right down at my house. There's a rainbow pointing at my house. Oh my God, what could it mean? This is my lucky day. This is my lucky day. My lucky day.
And that's the Daughter of God cast, Summer Vacation, episode 100, Schools Out. In my kidhood, the end of school was the beginning of paradise. Months and months of nothing but whatever I could imagine. Set loose upon the world, roaming free for the most part. Hours of swimming, reading, barbecued pork chops, watermelon, kooky relatives, board games, secret missions on moonless nights. Lying in a field of crickets, staring at the stars. Those were the summers of growing up. It's pretty much the same nowadays, actually, minus the pork chops. Welcome to my world.
There's a rainbow pointing at my house. What could it mean? This is my lucky day. This is my lucky day. My lucky day.